Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don Schellenberg, representing Oregon Farm Bureau. Appreciate your indulgence and your patience. We support guest ranches in EFU zones. That's not the problem. We supported the bill. We worked hard on the bill when it was designed. The restrictions that are in the bill were designed to keep it from becoming a large non-farm use in the farm zone. And particularly what was of concern at the time was that if they were too close to large populations, the eating portion would turn into a restaurant and the housing portion would turn into a motel, which is not what they were designed to do. Guest ranch is a guest ranch. That's for extended stays at the guest ranch, for the recreational activities it provides, for the education it provides, and we think those are all good things. And the way we, at that time, chose to address that issue was to provide that they had to be more than 10 miles from the city of a certain population. What this bill does, as I understand it, actually makes them available pretty much everywhere in eastern Oregon. And which is fine. Again, our only caution is, again, we don't want them to turn into restaurants and motels of the type that would present a conflict in the farming community. So having said that, I don't know if you may want to consider putting a four-year sunset on it, see how it works. If it's not a problem, great, we'll take the sunset off. You know, or something like that, or maybe the language could be strengthened a little bit to provide that it, you know, that perhaps it's not a single night stay. That really isn't in the spirit of a guest ranch type situation, and or perhaps that the food facilities are available for and then are available for patrons only. That kind of thing would also allay our fears and then wouldn't be a problem anywhere in the EFU zone. So just offer those comments, Mr. Chair, and thank you again for the opportunity to testify.
Any questions of Mr. Schellenberg?
Yes, sir.
Representative.
Are you opposed to this bill? I mean, all this does is change the 5 to 50. I'm sorry I was out.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, Representative Greenlake, not taking a position in opposition, okay. Just offering some concerns and some possible amendments maybe that would allay those concerns.
Any other questions? Seeing none.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We will recess the public hearing or close the public hearing on 2674. And we'll open a public hearing on House Bill 2644. Mr. Burroughs. First, Mr. Kelly, if you'll tell us what it's about.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2644 extends the temporary schedule for monthly hazardous waste management fees to January 1st, 2006. It repeals temporary fees on January 2nd, 2006, declares an emergency effective July 1, 2003. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Oregon Revised Statute 465.375 establish hazardous waste management fees under Oregon law. Both the 97 and 99 legislative assemblies extended the sunset of these fees for another biennium. House Bill 2644 extends fee schedule for another 2 years and calls for the fees repeal the day after schedule expiration. Mr. Chair.
Good morning, Mr. Burroughs.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dave Burroughs. I represent Chemical Waste Management, which is a division of Waste Management, Inc., that owns and operates a hazardous waste disposal facility in Arlington. It is the only commercially available hazardous waste facility in the states of Washington or Oregon. There is another facility outside Boise, and that I'll explain in a minute why that's relevant. We are the facility that manufacturers use when they conclude their manufacturing process and they have hazardous waste left over. We don't want them putting them down the drain. And so we're the place where they take this material. Unfortunately, our ability to provide a full-service operation has been diminished dramatically with the decline of the aluminum industry. About 40% of our waste that we take out there was aluminum potliner, and that's pretty much gone away. In 1985, this legislature put a $10 per ton tax on hazardous waste disposed of at the facility, in addition to the fee that we charge at the gate to the companies. That was raised to 20 and then later to 30. And the permanent law in Oregon is $30 a ton. This legislation, you'll see as you read it, it has a variety of different kinds of fees for different waste streams. And these are fees that have always been worked out with the Department of Environmental Quality, and Mr. Bob Danko with DEQ is with me today. It is imperative that this bill pass in some form, and we always have a two-year sunset on it, so we review all the time what we're doing. If this bill didn't pass and we went back to $30 a ton, the facility would have to close. We would be uncompetitive with Boise. So two things we ask the legislature to do. One is to extend it another 2 years. And secondly, we ask the legislature to wait and see what happens, what Idaho does in terms of hazardous waste fees. That legislature always adjourns ahead of ours because they have a constitutional limit. And then we would then, with DEQ, make whatever adjustments are necessary. We don't believe Idaho is in the process of doing anything this time, but we don't know that for an absolute fact. The other piece is, Mr. Chairman, we are in the process of negotiating with DEQ one additional change to the existing law. We always have been able to come to the legislature with agreement between the department and the company. And we believe that will occur again this time. Mr. Danko may have contrary view. I don't think so. We're very close. We think we'll get there. So what we're asking the committee to do is to just, we've had the hearing, to hang on to the bill until we come with an amendment that we've agreed upon and Idaho's gone out. At that point, we will come to you with the amendment, ask you to adopt it, move the bill, and we can move forward. We are an important, not as important as we used to be, but we're an important part of the funding source for the hazard and solid waste program at DEQ. And the loss of this facility would be harmful to them, but it would also be very harmful to the business community because we are a place where they can take and appropriately dispose of hazardous waste. We thank you very much for the opportunity to appear today. Mr. Danko may have a word to add, but that pretty much gives you a quick snapshot of the picture.
Mr. Barrows, Representative Zahner.
One question. What's the Idaho rate, Dave?
Their rates tend to be like ours. They vary. There's a matrix of rates for different kinds of waste streams. They tend to be a tiny bit lower than ours, and the reason we can stay competitive with them is transportation costs. They don't have to be exactly the same in every category, but we have to be in the ballpark. If they're taking waste at $2 a ton tax, and we go back to 30, we never can bid on that waste stream. We're not even in the ballpark. People take it, put it on a train and go right through Arlington on their way to Boise. So that's the reason we have to stay in range of them. There have been a number of cases over the years where they have actually made changes. This all started, we were all at $30, all the hazardous waste fees in the whole region. Utah, California, we're all at $30. And then Idaho facility went to its legislature and said, you know, if we cut the rates way down, we can make it up in volume. We'll eat their Arlington's lunch. Forgetting the legislature was in session in Oregon. So they cut the rates like crazy in Idaho. We cut them in Oregon. They didn't, you know, the losers were the departments. The winners were, in effect, the business community, because they didn't have to pay such high rates. But the bottom line is, it is critical to keep this, what is really quite a sensitive operation, in place for the appropriate disposal of hazardous waste in this area. And we don't bring in a bunch of, because we never had a debate here, We've never had any confrontation with legislative committee, but so we don't bring in the American Electronics Association and AOI and everybody else to say it's important this facility maintain and stay in place, both for environmentally and economically. So what we're asking you to do again is to hold the bill until Idaho adjourns and we get these amendments worked out, and then hopefully, unless you have concerns and questions, amendments adopted and the bill moves.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Danko, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Bob Danko with the Department of Environmental Quality, and this bill is critical to the department and to the company, and I just will second everything Dave said about the bill.
I made it easy. Any questions of Mr. Danko? Okay, thank you both.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for getting us on the schedule. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Dave, what we will do is we'll wait. You're going to work on an amendment to this bill?
That's correct. That's correct, Mr. Chairman, with the department. And we've always been able to come together, kumbaya, and I think this seems to be one of the least contentious ones we've ever had to work on together. I think we're going to get there fairly quickly. Then we'll come to Mr. Kelly with your permission, Mr. Chairman, and ask for a note. We'll take it down, get it drafted, and then as soon as Idaho's out, we'll come back and say, could you put it on a work session? And hopefully that won't take any more time than the hearing did.
We'll do so. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing no further business before the House Committee on Environment and Land Use, we'll adjourn at 10:22.
Very efficient.